Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Dust clings to her like makeup that's applied by calloused hands. She's been riding high in the saddle, working cows that wear her brand. She's not afraid.
Good morning to you from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Gary Holt, your host, and we're missing our co-host, Bobby Bell, this morning, but we want to give her a shout out, and I know she's listening to us out there today. We have opened the show today with Cowgirl Tough by Stephanie Lane, and we have an exciting show today. We're going to be talking with the gentleman outlaw, Royal Wade Kimes, in the first hour of the Campfire Cafe today on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Equestrian Legacy Radio is made possible by the support of our sponsor, Legacy Benefit Group. For over 30 years, Legacy Benefit Group has made possible the financial security of families and individuals, as well as businesses around the world. Now take a deep seat in the saddle. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Royal Wade Kimes on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Well, I'm 91 miles from heaven, cruising with the radio on. I sure have missed my baby, and I've been away too long. Well, I took that job for the money. I didn't think about where it was. Way down in South Alabama, yeah, 2 weeks from her love. Well, I got that check in my pocket, and a sign tells me where I'm at. Well, I'm a coaching this old Ford Bronco. I can't wait till I get back. Well, I'm 91 miles from heaven, cruising with the radio on. And I sure have missed my baby, and I've been away too long. Yeah, my heart keeps pushing on the pedal, and I'm doing over 75. Yeah, I'm 91 miles from heaven, I am beat with my angel tonight. In a box here on the sea, I'm gonna talk her in to try it on. I may never get to sleep. Well, this trip taught me a good lesson. It's true what they say, you appreciate what you got when you get away. Hey, well, I'm 91 miles from heaven, I'm cruising with the radio on. I sure have missed my baby, and I've been away too long. And my heart keeps pushing on the pedal, and I'm doing over 75. Yeah, I'm 91 miles from heaven, I am beat with my angel tonight. Yeah, I'm 91 miles from heaven, beat with my angel tonight. Yeah, I'm 91 miles from heaven, I'm gonna be with my baby tonight.
That's 91 Miles from Heaven by our first guest, Roy Wade Kimes, and that is from his CD, Love of a Cowboy. And Wade, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about you, Gary?
Well, I'm kind of dragging this morning. But hopefully by the time the show gets over, I'll have caught up. So anyway, good to have you with us.
That's good. And good to be here, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we've got some listeners out there that are not familiar with you. And why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you got started in music to begin with?
Well, I'm originally from the Arkansas-Oklahoma borderline. It's Boston Mountains. And I'm the last cowboy of the last generation that rode this Boston Mountain, rode the Boston Mountain Range when it was open range. And when they closed that down, I left, went to Nashville, and got out there and worked for Laura Lynn for about a year, and then ran on to an old boy by the name of Eddie Arnold. And he and I hooked up, and he started working with me, and I got a writing contract. I wrote songs for Garth Brooks and Don Rio, Al Jean Watson, everybody, and then got a contract with Warner Brothers and started cutting records and, you know, just kind of off to the races. But I got to give most of the credit to, for me making the start with Eddie, because he took me under his wing and coached me, and he really got my vocal where he wanted it. And of course, I was writing songs really well. I was top songwriter in town. And that's how it got going, and we ended up making something out of it, you know. And really, it's not easy, but we did it. And once you do it, you get it going, you got to keep it going.
Well, that is true, and such a iconic figure Eddie Arnold was in Nashville for so many years.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I've told you the story before about running into Eddie and his wife at a little restaurant in Nashville, and she said the food's real good, but the only thing that they lack is valet parking down here. So it was
yeah.
Like
Sally.
That's how I like Sally.
She's a sweetie.
Yeah, she was a sweetie. Just good down to earth folks. But
class
anyway,
class act people. You know, that was a good thing about them, Gary. That was class act people, and that whole generation of country music artists were class acts.
Well, there were, and the few that are still around still are, you know. Yeah, they really are. Loretta Lynn, even though she's, I think she's 85 now, and, you know, hopefully she'll be performing again before too long, but our best wishes to her out there.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got an exciting event coming up. Not too far off, just a couple of weeks, and that's Music on the Mountain. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Music on the Mountain started 12 years ago. This will be the 12th annual concert, and we have people that come from all over the world. They don't just come from different states. We have them coming from the UK, Scotland, England, different places, and it's become quite the event. You know, people look forward to it each year. And involved in that is we have trail riders that come in. They come in like on Tuesday, and the concert and music starts Friday and Saturday. And the big concert Saturday night when we have Steel Dust opening up the show, and a little lady by the name of Sandre opening with them. And then I come on. So it's a big blowout concert on the 30th of September. But they come in, the riders start coming in early in the week, and then they ride different parts of the mountain during the week, and then all the public comes from all over the world to the concert, and it's quite the blowout, and it's cowboy country. It's not contemporary pop country music. I did a show one time with me and Rascal Flatts were doing a show out in Cadott, Wisconsin, and I was going to open for them, and the promoter walked me out there to the edge of the stage, and he said, "No, he's fixed. I was fixing to go on." He said, "Now you do that tumbleweed stuff, don't you?" And I said, "Oh yeah, that's what I do." And so they walked me out. I went out there, and what we failed to tell him was when we get out there, we burn them tumbleweeds. And I mean, we had 35,000 people standing on our heads before we got done, and he's begging me to go back out there.
So that's kind of stuff we do. Yeah. Well, talk to us a little bit about the trail ride itself. Are they riding back at your old home place?
Yeah, they're up in the Boston Mountains. It's in the outlaw territory, really, what it used to be, really outlaw territory. There wasn't a house or nothing up there back in those days. And when I was a kid, I rode those from 12 years old to 20-something before I left there. But those mountains, you got to watch what you're doing. You get in there and you ain't got somebody knows where he's at. You ain't coming back unless you drop a reins on that horse and just let him go. He'll probably turn around and come back. But I had to show you how bad it is. One old boy out of Oklahoma was riding, and he's a big old 250, 275-pound guy, tough as they come. And him and four or five others wanted to go out by themselves. I said, "All right, take off." I said, "Here's where you go." And so they did, and, well, they didn't come back. And finally, they did come back. And this old big boy, he said, "I scared death out there." He said, "I thought we was going to spend the night out there." And he said, "That's big country in there." He said, "I didn't realize." He said, "All I had was a lighter." He said, "I thought we were just all going to have to hover up together." Scared death. So you kind of got to have somebody like me along to kind of show you what's going on, you know.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to some more music. We're going to feature music today from Love of a Cowboy, and this is a great song called Healer of Hearts from that CD. You want to tell us about this one?
Oh yeah, I got that idea. Don Gregory, Kentuckian up there, a cowboy that rides on his trail ride a lot, and he's a real actor. He won an award for his part in Dixie Burns, the movie we did, a little 30-minute movie. And he won an award, Best Supporting Actor, for that. He's really good. And so he was coming down to see me, and he stopped this little 7-Eleven. It's 20 degrees, maybe even colder. And this old boy was sitting out there on the bench singing songs and had a jar out there in front of him. And every note he sung, it would be steam coming from his breath, you know. And so he asked him why he's doing that. Don did. And he said, "I'm just trying to bring joy to someone, you know." And he really was. If you're out there for that, you know, like that, he really was. And so I said, that's a great idea. I always wanted to write something like that. And so Don kind of gave me a little better storyline on it with what this old boy said. And so I sat down and wrote the song. And, of course, I put Don's name on it. And then we put it out there. And the video we shot the video in my little hometown, Chester, population 99, and we used a hot 37 Ford hot rod in part of that film. And supposedly I crash and get killed as a country music artist. And so then I'm a ghost in this film. And, man, that video really done well.
Guys, well, let's take a listen to the song Healer of Hearts, and we'll come back and talk with more with Royal Wade Kimes in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe.
For your broken heart, has your world fallen apart? I'll sing for you, that's what I do. A healer of hearts is what they call me, a sentimental fool. Singing of memories, the way it was, sometimes can't be. The healer of hearts can set a heart free. Play my guitar, young and old, tip my fruit jar. Don't know their names, but I see the pain. The healer of hearts is what they call me. Memories, the way it was, sometimes can't be. The healer of hearts can set a heart free. A healer of hearts is what they call me, a sentimental fool. Of memories, the way it was, sometimes can't be. The healer of hearts can set a heart free. A healer of hearts can set your heart free.
Healer of Hearts, and that is a song by Royal Wade Kimes from his CD, Love of a Cowboy, and we're talking to Royal Wade. Talk to us a little bit more about this trail ride. If people want to come this year, do they still have time to sign up and saddle up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just need to, they can call, I'll give you a phone number they need to call. They can call 615-351-3167, and they'll take down their information and all that. They can still sign up to ride on the ride. They serve lunches and dinner, and it's, I mean, it's a place people like to go eat too. I mean, we're an eating bunch, and we like to have fun. We eat, ride, and play music. So, and when you get to that campsite, Gary, this is a cool part. When you get there, you think you died and went to heaven, because you'll be right there on top. I mean, the very top of the mountain is, as Cagney said, on top of the world, Mom. And that's just about where you're at, because you can see 80 miles into Oklahoma from where we're at.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's awesome. Well, where, it's the best view in the state of Arkansas.
Now, where exactly in Arkansas is the ride?
Well, it's just north of Fort Smith. It's in Chester, Arkansas, little old town where I'm from. And they come into Chester and they'll make a turn across some railroad tracks, and they'll drive to on top of Kimes Mountain. That's where my family settled 200 years ago. That's where I built a new house to come out here from. Now I've been in Nashville 28 years, but I built a house back out here on Kimes Mountain where I'm from. And what I'm doing, I came out here to put together a project, a big project, a national project. And so I had to come out here to do that and work with Nashville at the same time. That's where it's
at. All right. All right. Are you still coming to Nashville fairly often?
Yeah, I was just there 2 weeks ago, in fact, and I'll be back in there. I'm going to shoot a – I got a lot to do before I can go back. I got another project coming up, and then we're going to shoot a film after that. Once I get that done, I'm going back to Nashville.
Okay. All right. And we may talk about the film project a little bit later, too. But right now we're talking about the trail ride, so people can come out and they can ride from Kimes Mountain and enjoy, I guess, about 5 days of trail riding on that.
Yeah,
so there's still
Tuesday, they can come out Tuesday, and they get there Tuesday afternoon, and they ride Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Wednesday and Thursday's tune-up rides. You got shorter rides on that because this is mountain country, and your horse needs to get a little bit acclimated to it, and then Friday and Saturday is the long rides. And it's
okay.
A lot of fun. They're going to see things that they ain't going to believe in them mountains.
Well, that is an exciting trip. I'm going to make it one of these days to get out there and ride with you. But
yeah, you got to do that.
I know it. I've got to put
you
that
come
on
out
the calendar.
You come out there. I tell you what you do. You come out there, Gary, and I'll have you a horse ready that nobody's ridden. And if you can ride it, you can ride on the trail.
I may have to bring my own. I don't know. I may have to bring my own. Gosh. Oh, my. And the concert begins at what time? It starts when?
Well, on
Saturday
the gates open at 5 o'clock, and the show starts. They start, the music starts at 6 o'clock, but they're having barbecue pork pull, and it's going to be awesome. The feeding is so good that almost won't dispense with anything else. But then the music starts, and we got Steel Dust coming on, and then I come on.
All right.
And it's all under a big, Gary. This thing's under a big 140-foot by 65-foot big top tent. Everybody brings their lawn chairs out there, and it's awesome.
Wow. Well, that sounds like it's worth coming out to see just the music for the event. So that'll be a great time.
Yeah.
That will be a great time. Well, I want to get to another song right quick. And this is one that is called, I'll Leave the Leaving Up to You. And is there a story behind this song?
You betcha. A guy named Michael Black, who is one of the Jordanaires. He brought me that song about 3 years ago, and he had two other songs on there with it. And it was last. And so I listened to the first two songs and thought I'd listen to the whole thing, and I hadn't. I didn't know about the third song, and so I just thought it was on death, and it collected dust, and I kept looking at it. One day I thought, yeah, I'm going to listen to that again. He said there's a good song on there, and I really didn't hear one I wanted to cut. And so I put it on there again, and it came to that third song, and it was I'll Leave the Leaving Up to You. And, I mean, when I heard that, I had chill bumps all over me. I picked up the phone, and I said, Michael, Hoss, I got to cut this song. He said, what are you talking about? I said, leaving up to you. I said, man, you have written a monster. And I said, I've got to cut this thing. He said, I can't believe you want to cut it. He said, I'm so excited. You should have heard me the office loud. He couldn't believe it. I said, yeah, I'm cutting it. And so we cut it, and he sang the harmony on it, him and a couple of my boys in the band. And, man, the harmony on this thing is just to die for. But, yeah, I think it's just a big old song. And that is kind of the way a cowboy is, you know. I kind of try to do these love songs the way I feel like I think as a cowboy. And Michael hit it. He hit on it, boy. So we did it.
Well, let's take a listen to I'll Leave the Leaving Up to You. And we'll be back and talk more with Roy Wade Kimes in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I look in your eyes, it's no surprise something is gone. Our love is dying. Could this be the day that you walk away? It might be easy for you, but I would die trying. So I believe enough to you, 'cause that's one door I won't walk through. Girl, can't you see it in my eyes? Can't go through with goodbye. So I believe to you. Do you need some time? If you're waiting on me, you stay forever. So I believe enough to you, 'cause that's one door I won't walk. Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't go through with goodbyes. Finally, believe to you. Or can't you see it in my eyes? Can't go through with goodbyes.
Wow, wow, wow. That is a monster song, and that's called I'll Leave Believing Up to You. It's Royal Wade Kimes. And how do you go about picking out the songs that you use for your CDs?
Well, when a song puts chillbumps on you, you know that's the one. And that one did.
Yeah.
When I heard it, I thought, my land, it just knocked me out. And if I got to kick that thing back and just hit it over and over and over again, that's the one. I mean, but when they do that to me, I'll cut them. And the same way when I write a song, if I write a song and I'm going to dinner that night and I can't wait to get back to play that song again, I'll know that's the one. But if it doesn't hit me like that, I know, just leave it alone, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What is your writing process like? How do you go about writing a song?
I pick up my guitar and just get after it. The lyrics and the music usually comes at the same time. And, you know, I usually start with a verse. Sometimes I start with a chorus. There is a couple songs, or I think there's a song on this album that I started with the chorus and then wrote the verses. But one other thing that I'm I really watch about is I don't write formula, and that's what Nashville's doing today. They write verse, chorus, bridge, chorus out, and it's all sounds alike, and I don't do that. I like to write a song that it may start with a channel and kick you into the chorus and then has a verse, or it may have a bridge that kicks you back to the chorus. There's not even a verse there, and And if you pay attention to that, it don't have to be. If you can say, you need to, I'll give you a good example. You need to say everything you can say in two lines or one in your start of your song. And here's you one. He said, I got a black cup of coffee in his left hand. The other holds a gun that just killed a man. That's one line. And he just said, and think about that. He said, I got a black cup of coffee in my left hand. That means he's having breakfast. Mm-hmm. And he's got another gun that's smoking. He already had to shoot a guy while he's holding that cup of coffee, and he ain't even got his day started. That says all of that. Says all that in one line. And Pam Lewis said she used to manage Garth Brooks, and she said one time that I could get to, I love this, if anybody ever say anything, I was proud of her. She said, you can get more in one line and to the punch line quicker than anybody I ever seen. And that's the trick. You know, you want to get to that hook line as quick as you can, but say everything you can say in one to two lines.
Well, that's an interesting, that's interesting. I don't think I've had anybody tell me that before, but,
well, then they need to get on with the program.
They need Oh, gosh. Well, there is another song. Now, I didn't get the liner notes with this, with these music that we're playing today. But did you write this one maybe tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I did. Maybe tomorrow. You betcha I did.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, that song really has a special place in me. I love doing that song solo guitar. Because it's solo guitar, it's very emotional, very emotional. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, I'm an old cowboy, and I've seen love not go the way it needed to go. And that's what I liked about this album. I didn't write this album to all be April showers, May flowers, and a pretty little rainbow with it, because love don't always work out that way. And
right.
I want to write life, not fake it. I want to write the real life thing. And so I did that, and this song is maybe tomorrow. It'll be all right. You know, the clouds will roll away. And I just thought, man, that's a cowboy. You know, he's looking at them clouds, and he's thinking about tomorrow, and that's just the way I felt about it. So I wrote it, and I probably wrote that song in 10 minutes.
Golly, Moses. My gracious days. Well, let's take a listen to the song, maybe tomorrow, and come back and talk more with Wade Kimes on the Campfire Cafe.
Maybe tomorrow clouds will roll away. Maybe tomorrow will bring a better day. Maybe tomorrow things will be alright. Maybe tomorrow I'll make it through the night. Can't you see I love you? Don't you know I care? I'm drowning here in sorrow. Oh, I need you here. Maybe tomorrow,
maybe tomorrow
you'll come back to me. Maybe tomorrow,
maybe tomorrow
I'll have to wait and see. Can't you see I love you? Care. I'm drowning here in sorrow. Oh, I need you here.
Maybe tomorrow
you'll come back to me. maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'll have to wait and see.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'll have to wait and see.
Maybe Tomorrow, and it is from the CD, Love of a Cowboy, and we're talking with Wade Kimes today on the Campfire Cafe. And the trail ride is September the 26th through the 30th, and they don't have to be trail riders to come on the 30th, do they?
No, huh? Shoot, no, everybody comes. They come from all over the world to that thing. So, yeah, they can bring their lawn chairs and sit down and get ready for a good time.
All right. All right. Well, you've got some other exciting news, and there is an event that's taking place, the Pro Cowboy Country Music Award Show. And talk to us a little bit about the Pro Cowboy Association, Artists Association.
It's Pro Cowboy Country Artists Association, so it's Pro Cowboy Country Music Awards. And I've been working on this with the media group, Dish Network, and those boys, the media group, and all of us have been working about 5 years on this, right at it, kind of undercover, kind of quietly putting it together. And what it's about, it's cowboy country music. It's artists who do real rootsy cowboy country style stuff, like a Marty Robbins or a Tex Ritter or a Bob Wells or something like that. It's not contemporary pop country at all. Contemporary pop, then country on that, doesn't spell country music for me. And we've got all these great artists out here, Gary, that are cowboy country artists that the world hasn't heard and needs to hear, that's been around a while, some of them brand new, and they're awesome. I mean, these people can cut it. And the way the system's set up anymore, unless you're doing contemporary pop country on mainstream radio, you're not going to get heard. And
yeah,
that's not America to me. That's not fair, and it's sure not fair to a cowboy. A cowboy is the icon of freedom of America. And so why don't he have his place? And I sit around and waited all these years and listened and watched and hoping that sooner or later somebody was going to step up to the pump here and put something out there where us Americans and the world could see and hear it. Well, about 5-6 years ago, I gave up on that. So I thought, all right, if I'm supposed to do it, then I'll do it. And but here's, I got to tell you a little story. I've been in Nashville 27, 28 years, worked with Eddie Arnold for 23 or 4 of those years, and they're five, and that was my home away from the mountains, the Boston Mountains of Arkansas, and I loved what I was doing and didn't want to quit doing what I was doing. I was going to pull back some things, and so I'm going down to my barn, and you want to know how this all started, the Pro Cowboy thing. I'm heading down to my barn to feed my horses, and I just stop in the road there, and I look up at the sky, and I said, God, if you want me to go out and do this, and if you want us to start an association that's going to project our genre of music and get these kids out there and these others like me out there, if that's what you want me to do, then you send me an eagle to my ranch. Well, I've been there 27 years, Gary. There had never been no eagle there. So I knew God wasn't going to do that. That's by hedging my bet. And so three days later, I'm down at the barn, in the barn, feeding my horses, and my wife hollers, Nancy, she said, Wade, there's an eagle. And so that eagle, he glided over to my barn, and he kept circling that barn till I come out. I mean, actually circling the barn. And when I came out, he lit in a tree there beside me, and he cocked his head over and looked at me. And I looked at him, and I said, I've been waiting on you, old boy. So I went back to the house, and I put a sign right then in front of my house that said, for sale. And I got in my truck, and I drove. Yeah, I got in my truck, and I drove to Music Row and met with my camp and publishers and agents and everybody I was working with there. And I said, all right, I'm leaving here, and I'm going to go to Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm going to go out there. We're going to put this thing together, Pro Cowboy Country Art Association. I've been told to do it by the man, and they knew what I meant. And so I came out here, and I built a house out here on Highness Kynes Mountain. I'm way up there. I'm in the clouds sometimes. And so we've been putting it together. I've been working with Nashville and the media group I'm working with, and then working with all the people, the artists that are, they're all out west, from Montana, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, you name it, they're there. And we've put this thing together. The first award show now will be October the 14th in Fort Smith, Arkansas, live to tape, and will air, after that, it will air on RFD, the Cowboy Channel, in about 18
wow.
million homes.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited because we've pulled off something here for this genre of music, and the world needs to see and hear, especially us in America. We've got some talent out here that's untapped as far as the American public knows. They hadn't been heard, and it's time. So here we are.
Wow. Well, when you get a sign from heaven like you got, then it's meant to be. And
it's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty strong. That is pretty strong. So it can't get much stronger than that. But so that thing is going to be October the 14th, and you'll be taping then. What could people expect to see when they come out for the taping of the show?
Well, they're gonna. It's gonna be in the convention center in Fort Smith. It's really a really nice, beautiful convention center, and they'll be able to come there, and see all the artists that are in cowboy country style music. They're gonna hear everything from, like a Kristen Harris, she's a sweetheart of cowboy country music. I mean, she's just beautiful and she does a good job, and I mean, I'm talking, she's great. Then they, mm-hmm. then the next thing, they might hear the High Country Cowboys, who are a group that the harmony is like, you feel like you're sitting there in the seats of heaven listening to somebody sing. And so it's just beautiful. And so they're going to get to hear cowboy-style music with a – here's what it is. It's cowboy-style music with a country flavor, and it's country music with a cowboy flavor. It's exactly like El Paso or – High Noon for, Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling. It's Bob Wells Swain. It's that kind of thing that they're going to hear and see, and it's classy. It's a black tie, evening gown affair. Of course, the acts will have on their stage clothes, but that's what kind of show it is. This is not a bale of hay, and we're going to sit all around that bale of hay and around the campfire. This is a classy, cowboy country, all-American show.
Well, you've got some talented people that are going to be performing, and it hasn't been too long since Kristen's been on the show with us. I guess right after she got back from her trip to Italy and to France. And, they really do appreciate country cowboy music over there. They don't differentiate. They don't differentiate. They're a little bit different from
no.
I tell you what I like about this
music, Gary, is, and I have it all the time in my shows, and I tour big shows. I just did a show of 10,000 people at my show, and that age group will range from 9 to 90. That's what I like. It's not just trying to get 11-year-old to 21-year-old market. This mm-hmm. music grabs everyone who hears it. And Johnny Cash told me one time, he said, if they like hard rock, they're going to like what you're doing. Because it's, and I wondered about that. He was right. That hard rock crowd likes something that is way off the chart different. And to them, that ain't contemporary pop country, so it's way good.
Well, it's an exciting thing, and that's taking place October the 14th. The Pro Cowboy Country Music Awards, and how can people get involved with the association itself?
Well, they can go to pccaa.pro and find out all about it. They can join as fans. They can join as artists. If they are artists and they want to, you know, they think they fit the mold, come on, let's go. And because, I mean, we're looking for it. We want talent that can cut it. It's, you know, if you think you can cut it and you think you've got something, then you need to join this thing. And plus, you can join as fans, but go to pccaa.pro, and it'll tell you about the award show and everything, you know, what the tickets are, how to get tickets, and it'll even tell you the nominees of who's nominated and all that.
All right. So we want to encourage people to do that, but we want to place more of your music, Wade Rock Kimes. And we're going to do one right now. I think this thing has really taken off. It's one called Cowboy on the Loose. Do you want to tell us about that one?
Yeah, that might be the wild side of me. I was thinking about back when I used to walk in them places and everybody just kind of turn and look and it's like, uh-oh, he's on the loose. But we sent that thing out on the international radio to see what it would do, and it climbed all the way to number 3 on the charts. Down last week, so we're pretty excited about what it's done. But it really tells. I mean, everybody can relate to this song. Trust me.
Well, let's take a listen to "Cowboy on the Loose" by Wade Kimes, and we'll be back in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe.
Cowboy on the loose. Cowboy, a cowboy on the loose. You better find that woman, better keep her near, 'cause I saw a cowboy walking here. Everything can be a running smooth and fine until a cowboy has beat your time. You better grab that woman, better hold her tight, 'cause anything can happen in here tonight. Cowboy, cowboy on the loose. Cowboy, cowboy on the loose. You better find that woman, better keep her near, 'cause I saw a cowboy walking here.
Gosh, you kind of cut loose on that one, Wade.
Yeah, we let it off. We turned it all loose.
Oh gosh. Well, so you've got the trail ride going on. Music on the Mountain is going on in September. You've got the Pro Cowboy Country Music Award Show October the 14th. But you're not through yet. You've got You've got so many things on your plate. So you've got a movie that you're going to be doing before long.
Yeah, if the award show ain't big enough, we want to try to do something bigger. my wife thinks I flipped my lid, and probably I have. I didn't overload my plate, though. I just went and got another plate, had two. But, yeah, after the 14th, we start filming a film that'll be probably an hour and a half Western film, all done in music and narration. And about 5 years ago, we did a 30-minute film like that was of of a Confederate commander trying to get back home after the Civil War. And we did all the music and narration in that, too, and it won 8 different awards, small screen, best music critic award, all that stuff. And so I wrote this theme for a Western that's done all in music, and I went to Nashville about a month ago, maybe now, and cut the soundtrack to it. And I wrote the whole soundtrack, and I'll tell you why I did that. Instead of co-writing it with anyone, I said I knew what I wanted, for one thing, but the second thing is it's gotten to the point now it's really hard to find those writers that you're co-writing with to get clearance on them, to know where you got to send checks to and all that stuff. So that got a little bit business-wise, it's getting harder to do that. So I thought, okay, I know what I want. I'm just going to write these things myself. And I wrote most of it probably in about 2 weeks. And I think it's a really good soundtrack for this movie. And we're going to start filming it 2 days after the award show. And we're going to film it, first part of it, in Fort Smith at the old Judge Isaac Parker Courthouse. And there's the old Hell on the Border jails there. And mm-hmm. I'm an outlaw in this film, and I'm going to be in that jail. And so we film the first scenes there, and then we're going out into Oklahoma, about midway into Oklahoma, and there's a Western town out there we're going to film the town scenes in. And then we're going to come back this way a little ways in Oklahoma, and about an hour from there, there's a 6,000-acre ranch that we have total run of, that we're going to shoot the prairie scenes and the big shootout scenes and all that out there. So it's probably going to be about a 2-week, 3-week filming, and then about probably 4 to 8 weeks of editing. So next summer is probably when it'll be out. But we're going to tackle it. We're going to go after that. I'm really excited about it because the soundtrack, I believe, is going to stand up to it, and it's going to have to for the film to pull this off. But I feel like it will.
Wow. Well, you don't have enough on your plate, my friend. You just amaze me, the energy that you've got to have and I think you said 12 years now that you've been doing the thing, Music on the Mountain event.
Right, 12 years.
And then the Pro Cowboy Country Music Award show. And, you know, it won't be long before you'll have to start planning on that for next year. And then this movie. So what else have you got you haven't told us about?
Well, I still got a few shows, concerts I'm doing too. So we got to do those as well.
My goodness. Well, you are an exciting guy. I wish I had your energy level. Maybe if I were your age, I would. But golly Moses, you've just got so much that you're doing and involved in. And this Pro Cowboy Country Music Award Show is going to be something else. So we want to encourage people to get your tickets and follow up on that. And we'll watch for your movie next year. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the Pro Cowboy thing is going to be history making. When we put that out there on television, you're going to be watching history and remember that day that you saw it, because that will be the beginning of something that we've needed for 20 or 30 years now. It's history in the making, and from this point, we plan on this being an annual event, and it's history in the making, so don't miss that.
All right. So where can people find you if they want to buy your music and keep up with all the things that you're doing?
Well, you can buy my music on about any .com, from Sears.com to whatever, but you can buy it at you know, Amazon, but you can buy it at cdbaby.com. You can, all of us artists today sell on CD Baby, and we sell on Amazon. We sell on, I mean, at barnesandnoble.com, just about anywhere.
Okay. All right. And your website is what if they want to see where you're going to be performing?
Yeah, if they want to go to my website, go to thegentlemanoutlaw.com. And
all right.
I think, yeah, that'll be a good place to go check out everything about me. Check out the history as well, because I think it'll surprise you.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a great website and full of great information. So I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. You know, you squeezed
well,
us in
pleasure,
among
Gary.
All of the stuff that you've got going on with the trail ride, the Music on the Mountain, and that's September the 26th through the 30th, and the Pro Cowboy Country Music Awards, October the 14th in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie that's coming up next year. And,
mm-hmm.
man, I tell you what, you've just got your plate full. And your shows.
Well,
so,
yeah, we got those two, plus I've got a novel we're going to put out this winter.
Oh, golly Moses. Golly Moses. What's that going to be about? Why not? What will that be about?
I've got a Western novel coming out called A Sleeping Charge. And the sleeping charge is something that happened 15 years prior to the charge coming out. This is it's quite the little book. I'm really excited about it.
All right. Well, we're going to close out this segment of the show with one called Sweet Memories. It's from the CD Love of a Cowboy. And anything you want to tell us about that one before we go?
Well, yeah, it's another one of those songs about, you know, they think love went bad, but for this old boy, he's got her memories, and you know what, that'll do for him. But every time I hear or when I sung that song, every time I sing that, I think of Eddie Arnold. Every time. I don't know what it is about that song, if it's the structure of it or what, but I always think of Eddie, and it's the type of song I think he would want to sing.
Well, I think so, and he would be proud of what you are doing in the world of music today. So this is a song that we'll just dedicate that one to the memory of Eddie Arnold and Sweet Memories by Wade Kimes. And we appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
All right. It has been a pleasure. Here we go.
Some will say when love ends, it should have never, ever been. But I know that's not right. I lie here every night with sleep. I hear you laugh, I see your face, you fill up an empty place with sweet memories. I may be all alone, oh, but your memories live. See your face, you fill up an empty place with sweet memories. your memories live on.
Sweet Memories by Royal Wade Kimes, and Wade has been our special guest today. Be sure and check him out on his website as well as the other outlets to buy his music. And it's been a good show today. We want to remind you that next week we'll be joined by our co-host, Jennifer Dennison, and our guest will be Rex Allen Jr. And I think we're going to be having Tom Mix that will be joining us. So, or Tim Cox, rather. So, a good show today. And we thank you, as always, for joining us on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. And Saddle Up America will be back as well. So, we will remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. And we'll close the show today out with a song by Mike and Doris Merritt. It's their great song called Detour. Thank you for listening.
Headed down life's rugged road, stumbling neath a heavy load, I was headed for a fate of ill design. Many folks for me prayed, many pleas for me were made. I should have read that detour sign. Detour. When I got stuck in the mud and my hopes fell with a thud, but the blame for being stuck there was all mine. For I'd heard time and again Christ could lift my soul from sin. I should have read that detour sign. Detour. By and by when hope was gone and I could no more go on, I did to the Lord my life and so resigned. Now to others I say, who must pass along this way, you better read that detour sign. Detour. Detour sign.